Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in this week's Agri-Beef Minute, we're going to take a look at global demand for U.S. red meat. That's because U.S. beef and pork exports opened this year below the large volumes posted a year ago. That's according to January data just released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says that January's beef exports were strong to South Korea and continued to gain momentum in China, while pork exports to China declined as expected. While optimistic about the year ahead, Hallstrom cautioned that vessel congestion and container shortages at West Coast ports does present a significant obstacle for exports. And he says that tight labor supplies at processing plants continue to impact production and exports of certain cuts and variety meats.
We're still struggling on variety meat capture rates at some of the plants. We're still struggling with specifications that require additional labor for the export market. Another associated issue is, of course, the logistics as it relates to the ports, especially the West Coast ports. Lack of labor to get these vessels out quickly.
And for more of the details, you can visit USMEF.org. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.